The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. So the topic of today is, this week, is different ways of experiencing our body. And one of the purposes of this teaching is to encourage your mind to be less interested in its thinking while meditating. So be less interested in thinking about anything else but just really what's happening here in the present moment in your meditation. And then one of the things to be focused on is the body. And some of what we'll become aware of is the karmic body, the body of our, has a lot to do with our holding patterns, our tensions that we carry with us, and learning how to relax those and release those. And if we can't relax and release them, to learn a wise equanimity, a wise non-reactivity in relationship to our physical discomfort. Not all our discomfort, physical discomfort, is karmic. Some of it is raw pain. But we can develop a lot of karmic tension around the raw pain. So learning to be wise and work with this karmic body is part of practice. But one of the ways to go to support us to find this non-reactivity, to find equanimity, to find a different way of being, is to start becoming attuned to the pleasures of the body, the subtle ways in which there's feelings of relief and well-being and pleasure as we meditate, dharmic pleasure. So one of those pleasures is the pleasure of relaxing the body, the subtle sense of relief or freshness or openness that happens, lightness that happens when we relax. And it's a kind of a release of energy. It's kind of a release of potential to do that, that's all bottled up in our tension. And there starts to be a kind of a little bit more of a flow, a little bit more of an opening or a glow or a warmth through the body that begins to knit the body together. Tension, holding in the body, tends to divide the body. And the release of that tension tends to kind of begin unifying the body. And the same thing happens as we learn to let go of our undermining thoughts. Many of our thinking can be depressing, can be discouraging, can reinforce the kind of tension in the body, can reinforce a kind of orientation to life and to our body that doesn't make room for the emergence of a sense of well-being and health and healing through our body. So for this meditation, I would like to direct your attention as much as it's available to you to the feelings of well-being in the body, feelings of pleasure in the body, not to discount or pretend that there isn't discomfort, but maybe to bring our attention into a kind of balance where we're not only focusing on our discomfort or only focusing on the thoughts that about life, about the world, that are difficult, but we begin finding a refreshment through mindfulness of the body. So begin by assuming a posture that is both alert, but also gives you a little bit of feelings of good energy or vitality or even a sense of appreciation to assume this posture. Maybe sitting a little straighter. Maybe relaxing in some way. And then lowering your gaze, looking down at about 45 degrees. So your eyes begin to rest, not looking on anything in particular. And then gently let your eyelids close. And gently, in a way that's nice for you, take a deeper inhale, slow, long, and deep. And maybe almost as if in your mind's eye you say, ah, exhale as you relax the body in the exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal. And maybe as you inhale, see if you can find a place in your body where there's any tension. And as you exhale, begin the process of relaxing the tension. Releasing it, softening. And feel if there is any pleasure or goodness, rightness in the relaxation. As you relax on the exhale, maybe also calming the exhale itself, the calming of the body and the calming of an exhale. Softening the belly. As the body relaxes, when the body is tense, the tension kind of defines the body, contributes to boundaries in the body. In meditation, as we relax, the edges of the body begin to relax as well. As you exhale, you might soften the edges of your body the way you experience them. And perhaps feeling whatever vitality, well-being that might be present for you in your body. breathing with it, breathing with that well-being, relaxing with it. Another way that we diminish the free movement of our vitality is with a lot of thinking, reacting, judging, wanting. As you exhale, if possible, relax the thinking mind. Calm the thinking mind. Feeling whatever pleasure there is with the calming of the thinking mind. Thinking also defines our body, the boundaries of the body. Thinking also divides the body. To relax into the body without thinking, quiet mind, and feeling the pleasures, however small and minute they might be, that exists in your body sitting here. Whatever sense of well-being there is, whatever feelings of pleasure there are, breathe with it. Maybe expanding it as you inhale, relaxing into it as you exhale. If there is pain, discomfort, emotional distress, it's okay. Allow it to be there. But see if you cannot be preoccupied with it, defined by it. Be occupied with whatever sense of well-being, pleasure, happiness, joy is found in your breathing, is found in the humming of your body. On the inhale, expanding, spreading the pleasure, the well-being. On the exhale, relaxing into it. On the exhale, letting go of your thinking. So there's more room to feel the well-being of the body. Remember to feel the pleasure and well-being in the body. Let it spread as you inhale. Let yourself settle into it on the exhale. And it might help to make a very small little smile with the corner of your lips. See if you can move out of your thoughts into the pleasure of your body, the joy of your body, the humming well-being of a relaxed, soft, open body. Where there might that part of the body where there's a glow and a where there's an appreciation of being alive in this body, and the mind is quiet and peaceful, feeling that joy. When we are centered in a joyful body, a body with well-being, there can be kind of a glow that spreads outwards from us. That's both kind of a protection, a little bit like a force field, and also a channel for our goodwill. The more the well-being in the body, the more it's natural to feel kindness, love, care, friendliness for others. Imagine what it'd be like to meet someone in the state that you're in now. To meet someone where nothing is needed, nothing needs to be said. It's okay just to sit together, like you're sitting on a park bench. Companions. Companions in goodwill. And then saying these words to yourself in your mind, but as if they're messages to that can float outward on your goodwill out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.